Good evening, folks. This is the Welcome Committee call on 26 September, 9 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday. Welcome.
And so far, everybody that's on the call is either national or a committee member.
And we got the good guys on tonight.
Yeah, we got the good guys all around. And Dan and Robert, you know this. The idea of this call is to have the committee members talk with the new jurists in their locations and let them know about this call, so that we can educate them on the NLA. And I think it would probably be a good idea, as we've been discussing, to have the committee members on here too, so that they know what's going on and can respond to their local people better, because they're living where the problems are. Now, I have pencil and paper ready. Harry or Ed, if you have any questions or if you have any suggestions or comments on how we can get this call better populated, I am willing to listen.
I guess I was not understanding what the purpose of the call was. I thought it was to teach us how to go out to make our calls to the people that have joined and have a script to invite them to get active and whatnot.
Well, that's a good thought.
That's what I thought it was.
Well, and last week I asked a few people who were on the call that were committee members to email me, and I gave out my email address so that I could email you the script. So if Harry and Ed are willing to do that, I will certainly send the script to you so that you can call your people.
You have received my email request.
I have, huh?
Well, at least way that was sent. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
One way.
It must have. Okay. I have gone through my emails with a fine-tooth comb, but I may have missed you, Ed. Do you still have my email?
I'm looking in my sent mail now. RJ Miner 52.
Correct. Okay. Well, if you would be kind enough to resend it to me, I will certainly look for it as soon as we get off the call and send that to you then.
Okay. Did you get my request, Rhonda?
I don't know. I haven't been on my email yesterday.
I just sent it.
Oh.
Yeah, please send me a copy. And I'll see if I can stir the pot locally here. I'm wondering,
okay,
would it be useful to send out a email to all the state coordinators to see if we can't get them off dead center and send them the script and have them start hunting people. And, you know, the number of new people coming in isn't that great per state. Even the state coordinator should be able to handle that until they find a replacement. You know,
right.
State coordinators really should take the responsibility,
right,
of getting a hold of their county organizing and say, hey, you guys need to be calling the new members, and then stay in contact with them periodically to make sure that they're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I have done, being I'm a national as well as the state and county coordinator. I've got two guys on different sides of the state that are doing the welcome committee calls, so that I don't have to make the calls to the new members myself, unless these guys say, hey, you know, I think it would help if you also called them. And then I'm more than willing to do that. We've only had two people for the state of Washington, so the two guys can obviously handle that. And what I've told them is to check every other day, and one of the guys takes A through M, and the other guy takes N through Z, so they don't get their wires crossed, and that's who they are to call.
Well,
I don't know if that works out for everybody, but...
Well, that should work well. I mean, that's... We don't ask that much of state coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't asked really anything of the county organizers lately.
Right.
And so...
Well, these are two county organizers, so...
Yeah. Well, that's good. And... well, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get the calls populated.
Yeah, that's true. It does. It does.
It's a shame that it does, but it does.
Yeah.
And then they tend to kind of top off at some point.
Yeah, I know when I was holding calls when we still had the 100%ers and all that, there'd be some nights there'd be 12 or 15 people there, and then there'd be some nights there'd be me and one other person.
Yeah.
You know, so it just kind of fluctuated. But I always knew I had that core group of seven people that no matter what I asked them to do, they did. And I actually kind of missed that.
Yeah, that's seven more than I have.
It's kind of funny. It's a wonder Rhonda even speaks to me anymore.
Why?
Because as I moved up to the ranks, I dumped my previous job on Rhonda. Every time I made a jump, I dumped more on Rhonda.
That you did. And I have no ill will towards you.
It's a wonder. But she picked up the slack. Every time I left a position, she picked it up.
Well, it's a job that well needs doing.
Yeah, and I came into the NLA with the idea of being nothing more than a county organizer, and I was adamant about that. Didn't take long.
That was my idea originally. And then the lady that was the state coordinator up near Seattle quit. And Laura from Oregon called me one night and she said, "This is our problem and I want you to take it over."
Yeah.
I've only been a member for how many months now, and you want me to do what?
Yeah, it was Gary Gary Jolly that kind of pushed me over.
Well, that's okay. Like I said, it's a job that needs doing.
Well, that's what I had to decide that it was. But so is there, I wonder, I guess I'm thinking aloud here,
That's okay. We don't have to pick your brain then.
There ain't much to pick.
Do any of you know Will Jenkins?
Is he the one that's from upstate Washington?
He's that in Will? Washington somewhere and not far from King
he's
County.
He's up near Seattle, Olympia area. I've talked to him a couple of times. He seems to be a pretty big go-getter, except for he has a focus that's I think my impression was more towards the lawyerly type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved with that quite a bit.
Yeah, I sent him over to talk to Dave Smith, who's trying to set up a COS somewhere. Because I guess they're not too far away. So maybe something will grow out of that.
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple of times, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in what county, Dave?
They're both up near King County somewhere.
I
don't remember. I
think he's King. Hold on a second.
I just had a meeting with a trucker out of Yelm, and him and some friends are wanting to set up a committee of safety. So I told him that I would help them. They're not MLA members yet, but that's okay. They don't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're talking about Oregon, though.
Talking about Washington.
Washington. Where's Yelm at?
It's over by Olympia.
Oh.
It's a little town out in the country.
Oh. Well, that's a good place to start, though.
He's involved with the militias and probably with 3%ers.
Yeah, our group just joined with the 3%ers.
Did you?
Yeah. They had a big Patriots there up in Olympia over this last weekend.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to go to it, and I had this very, very sick dog, so I ended up not going.
Well, I used to be the commander for the 3%ers in five western states. I'm the one that brought it to Oregon and Washington and all.
Well, then you probably know all those guys that we've been talking with and getting instructions from and stuff.
Yeah, I know a good many of them.
Yeah. I know one of the ones that's been the most vocal, well, there's two of them, Matt Myers and I forget the other guy's first name, it's Pavlik, is his last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Pavlik, isn't he with the Washington State Militia?
He's a Washington State 3%er. Now, their paperwork and their mission, et cetera, they don't necessarily mention militia in there at all.
Yeah.
I've been through their handbook, and they kind of seem to stay away from that.
Well, probably call it defense force.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that sounds more like the Washington State Militia. They don't call themselves militia. They call themselves Washington State Defense Force.
Yeah, ours, they changed it.
I know he used to be with the Washington State Defense.
Yeah. Ours just went to the Benton County Defense Force.
Yeah.
We have so many different affiliations. I told the guy the other day, I said, I don't have any idea who I am anymore.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we should find a way to use all these people to our advantage.
Although, problem that I have found going to these weekend campouts and shooting contests and all this different stuff is that the groups are each narrowly focused on what they're doing. And I don't know if they don't get it, don't want to, don't have the time, don't see the advantage, or whatever the reason or excuse is. It's like they don't have a wish to assimilate into other things or adding other focuses onto what they're doing.
Well, as you go on, you'll notice that every liberty group has their own thoughts on how to accomplish things, and they don't agree with the other thinking, and so they all kind of stay apart and do their own thing. However, they're all headed for the same ending, so they'll all gather at the end, but they're all doing their own thing to get there.
Right. But you notice every time they have a protest to do security for or something like that, they don't have a problem with calling on everybody else, too.
That's true. But so did we get Ed taken care of?
Oh, as far as him emailing me?
Yeah.
Let's see. I am on. Of course, I'm on the. I have brought this free conferencing up through my Google, which is where my email also is. So let me see if I can do both. I don't know. No, it asked me if I want to leave this site. So, no, I'll have to do it when I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I had the thought that I was wondering if Ed spelled minor right with an O rather than an E.
Oh, I don't know. He's still on the phone.
He is.
Oh, yeah, I see him here. I'm just waiting for him to answer.
Oh. Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm looking up my sent mail.
Oh, okay.
I copied it. I have RJMINOR52.
Yep, that's correct. Right. Jan, am
yes.
I able to access any of the emails, say, of the county coordinators or anything like that? Or do you need to
tell you what? Would you like a master member list? And then you can start it for anything you want?
Well, what I was thinking is I could email these people. You don't have to always take care of everything like that.
Well, what a wonderful idea. You'll have a list by morning.
Okay.
How do you want it sorted? I'll sort it for you.
Oh,
I usually sort it by state and first name is what I usually sort it by. Yeah, and I usually update it, Robert, every 2 to 4 weeks, and I'll add it to the list. It's kind of handy to have. The trouble is it's up to date today. I download it, but then after that, any new members don't show until you re-download the whole thing again.
Well, now, are you talking about this master list that I have that says new members? It says site name
the
and profile.
I'm talking about the complete master list, 6,400 or whatever it is, people.
With all their
and all that stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, heck, I got
rid of
that.
It's handy at times. Yeah. I'm sure your computer will find a place for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Should be no problem, yeah.
I had a real problem the other day. I got one of those ransomware things that said your computer is locked, and I couldn't do anything. Oh, it gave you, of course, a Microsoft phone number to call. And I thought for a minute, and I thought, you know what? I got into this problem about a year and a half ago to why I bought a new computer. So I hit my shut-off button on my computer, I waited a little bit, brought my computer back up, and voila, it was gone.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you that note for you to call Microsoft Tech is a scam.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, I got a call like that, and I made the call about a year and a half or so ago. And, of course, everybody was speaking basically in a foreign tongue as far as I was concerned. And we need to get on and get into your computer. And I said, oh, no, wait a minute. Nobody gets in this computer but me. So we nipped that in the bud right away. No, I figured it was probably the same thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I can't afford to go buy another computer, so we're going to try to protect the heck out of this one.
Yeah, just check out of it, and unplug it. And
yeah, in
wait
fact,
five
I left
minutes
it off
and go back
all night long.
Yeah. If you just wait 5 minutes, it'll be gone.
Oh, I was just making sure I left it off all night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it hits me every now and then.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was kind of funny because I have Spectrum Internet service.
Yeah.
And they have a pretty good security suite. In fact, it stops me from getting onto a lot of sites. And then I also have the Windows Defender. And I check them both out frequently. And I thought, you know, if there was something on here, one of the two of those should have picked it up.
You can download a VPN and get encrypted.
I don't know what a VPN is.
It's a private network is what a variable private network, and nobody can see you.
Well, I use IxQuick a lot of the time, and that's what that's supposed to do. They don't even know what your address is.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Well, guys, it doesn't look like we're going to get any more. So.
As Ed, have you found that email yet?
I dropped that list in your Skype bin, Rhonda, if you want to check on it. When I redo it again, it'll probably be another week or so. I'll send you a copy of the new one.
Okay. Then I can just overcopy it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
nice
to have that.
I have storage on this computer, so it should be okay. Now I'll check my email as soon as I get off here and then check my Skype and get my little fingers to flying on my phone buttons.
Yeah, there's probably not any use of prolonging this call anymore. I think we got the issues handled as far as getting the script out and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make an announcement on Monday night call about getting the people in here.
Yeah. Make sure that the welcome committee members know that they're welcome to
Yes.
And that way they can get information.
Okay. Right.
Sounds good.
Rhonda, are you familiar with where you send the mass emails from? Go to the website and click on the directory page.
Okay. Oh, I know where to send them from for each individual state.
No, there's more than just states.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different one.
Okay, let me get onto the site here. That's a nice thing about having two different ways to get in.
Mm-hmm. And you can send it to all coordinators, all members, board of directors, civics course members, CPS members, federal district leaders, grand jury administrators, IRC, national coordinators, state coordinators, state co-coordinators, and website administrators. So there's a whole bunch, so you don't have to dig up. If you want to send it to all state coordinators, just punch the button, and you can send it to all of them at once. Don't have to look up a thing.
Okay, I'm trying to get on the site here. Okay, come on. Tell me I have the wrong password. Come on. To do that to me every so often. Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm on the site.
Okay, click the directory.
Okay.
Hold your button over it, go clear to the bottom, and then the drop down it says mass contact.
So I see email local leaders.
You can see what?
Email local leaders. That's the last one I have. I don't have any.
Well, there should be one under that for mass contact. Not there?
Uh-uh. Nope, that's
are you
my
logged
last
in?
One. Yeah, I'm logged in.
Are you logged in?
Yeah.
Hmm. Harumph. Well, there's another Carlism. Let me make a note.
Okay.
You'll have to add you. Mass email list. Okay, I'll send him a note. He can take care of that with a stroke of his little mouse.
Okay.
Put you
sounds
on the
good.
List. Because that makes it so much easier when you can, you know, if you want to do the coordinators, you just punch the button. They all go out at once.
Yeah.
Don't even have to look them up.
Yeah, I wondered how you guys did that. I couldn't see you doing them individual.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, that'll make life a lot easier all the way around.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Ed, it's been great. Hope to see you next week and everybody else.